Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Can't be measured. Around can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant, and we have a fantastic guest for you today as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars here on the C2P platform. We're going to the MAC Conference, Bowling Green, with their standout second team all-conference receiver, T.O. Redding. T.O., we appreciate you sharing your day with us. Had an exceptional pro day. A lot to talk about, but welcome to the program.
Appreciate y'all having me, man.
Oh, definitely. So, I mean, what was it like? I mean, I'm a 4.39. I mean, what? I mean, 11-foot broad jump. I mean, 38.5 vertical jump. I mean, the drills were just impressive as y'all. You know what? I mean, what was it like after you kind of stood on those numbers at the end of the day?
It was really exciting, man. I knew I was going to be able to go in there and put up some good numbers after training with Tess. Because they had a lot of my numbers when we used to do a little mock combines there. A lot of my numbers were similar to the ones that I had yesterday. So I said if I can go and pit those numbers up while I'm at test, I know with a more healthier body and taking some time off and getting some rest, I know I can come in pro day and do the same thing. So it was real exciting seeing those type of numbers and knowing that I competed and did a lot of things that the receivers did at the NFL combine too.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, I was talking with Kevin Dunn, the main man at Test Football Academy, and he said you arrived at 168 pounds and then you weighed in at 181. I think, one, that is impressive, adding that, but then you kept that speed, that 4.3 speed. I mean, what was it like? Were you a little nervous bulking up that much?
At first, I was a little nervous because I remember one of the little combine drills when we did the 40 I had wasn't used to the weight yet. So I was like, man, I had ran the 40 and it was like a 4.5 in the 4.5 area. I said, wow, I don't think I need to gain this weight this quick. So after just being able to attain that weight and keep adding the pounds and running every day on it and stuff, it was easy to keep the 4.3 speed and keep my speed after just training all the time with it.
Nice. So when you arrived back at Bowling Green, the folks that haven't seen you in a while, were they just kind of like, oh my, I mean, you had to look jacked up. I mean, you had to look like a monster compared to what you were.
Yeah. Everybody, that was their first question. I was like, man, you've been training. I'm like, yeah. They was like, have you put on some weight? I was like, yeah, I'm about 180, 181. They talking about, so no, you're not. So when I got on the scale the next day, everybody was asking me, like, what you weighing at? And everybody, I was like, 181. That's like, dang, man. Then they came to the pro day and saw how my body was looking stuff, they was like, yeah, you look like you done got a lot bigger. And that's what my parents had said when I first got back at home as well. That's like, what do they got you doing down there? I was like, man, it's a lot, man, doing the meal plan and the supplements. But I'm glad I came to test and train down there.
Yeah, those guys do a fantastic job. And like I said, the fruits and the labor of what you guys do. And obviously you put all that to task and accomplished it. Once again, T.O. Redding, the standout Bowling Green receiver, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks out there listening know if you ever miss these shows in their entirety, you'd like to listen to them again, You can check them out at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. You type in our guest's name, followed by NFL Draft Blast, and the links will appear. And then you can always find his draft bio at collegetopro.com. We like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you're going to need to know about T.O. as he makes his path towards April 26th and the 2018 NFL Draft. So with this type of speed, with your type of athleticism, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee days, if you were playing football back then, were you scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns every single game?
Probably so, if I had the speed like I have right now. But back when I first started playing football, I was not fast. I was not fast. I ain't going to – I'm not even going to lie. I wasn't fast at all, for real. I mean, I had to play receiver and stuff. I still can catch and everything, but – I did not have no breakaway speed. Sometimes I get hawked down, and sometimes I can, you know, get loose if I'm far away from people, but I get so mad when people come from behind to tackle me. But I really didn't get this, like, type of speed like that. So I got to, say, high school, and I started running track. I think that helped me a lot. And also when I got to college as well, just training a lot there, working on my legs. That's when I just noticed myself getting faster, and everybody wasn't calling me slow no more after a while. Because I know back in Pee Wee days, yeah, the coaches and players were like, yeah, they wanted to race me and stuff, call me slow. But yeah, now, no, it's a different story.
Man, that is the Twitter line right there. They used to want to race me and call me slow, and I'm going to put 439 Pro Day. That'll definitely attract some attention. So you arrive at Bowling Green, you start to carve out your career. Mm-hmm. You have a fantastic season this past year. For you, I mean, when does it kind of sink in that what you're doing on Saturday is going to allow you to have an opportunity to, you know, play on Sunday? When does that kind of sink in?
I think it kind of sits in when, you know, when I'm back at home, just looking at the different, like, articles, talking over with my parents and stuff, talking over with friends. It's like that's when it starts to settle in, like, yeah, I can transition this to the next level. Because on the field and different things, I really don't be really worried about that. I just be really worried about that game and that situation there. But it really started to kick in, like, during this off season. Like, this, the NFL can really, like, be my profession. So I need to keep taking it serious and trying to build that, like, physical stature that I want and get more mentally prepared for it.
Definitely. And I ask all our guests to come on our show. I mean, if you're in the film room with some of these scouts, what are the characteristics of the receiver position that they're going to fall in love with, where they're going to want to bring you aboard their team?
I think the characteristics that I have is, like, very competitive. Anything I do, I want to win in. Don't matter if it's games, little games, or, like, if we just playing around, I just want to win. I'm a winner. I got that winner mindset as well. And also, it's like, I'm fun to be around, man. I like to have fun. And also, it's like, I like being, like, a leader. I probably won't be vocal as always, but I'm always willing to help my teammates if they need help with anything, because I like to see everybody that's on my team strive for their goal that they want and to make the team better.
Nice, awesome stuff. I love it, man. And in terms of when you're lining up there to run your routes, what are some of the favorite routes you love to run? I mean, if you could pick your dream play, you know, take us down now. You know, where you're gonna, what you're gonna do.
All right, so probably everybody know what I'm about to say because I always run it, for real. But if I had to pick, like, a dream play, man-to-man type of play, I'm probably gonna run a fade, for real. I'm probably gonna run a fade, like, stem him up, then get past him with some speed. And if he's still on my hip, I mean, I'm going to think SportsCenter in my head and try to go get the ball, like, 50-50 chance. I know more than likely I'm going to come down with it. I don't care who it is.
I love it, Tio. That's excellent. That was great. I'm thinking SportsCenter. How are you out there? I mean, when, you know, they always say DBs are alone on the island, but you're kind of alone on an island as well. I mean, are you chatty with the DBs? Kind of when you're up in their grills, I mean, what's it like lining up against you?
When lining up against me, I mean, you can get a different, like, you can get a different type of player sometimes, but most of the time I'd be relaxed out there and I don't like to talk junk, but you got some corners that like to talk junk and they must don't know that I can talk junk too. So I can get chatty right back at with them. And then that just makes me even more mad on the field and makes me more competitive. So that makes me want to destroy you more. So you can get two different sides. I mean, but most of the time I like being relaxed, calm out there, keep me level headed and just do what I have to do out there. Make plays.
Awesome. You are making plays, and he's made so many plays, folks out there listening, that he's also a 2018 NFL draft prospect, had a fantastic pro day. It's none other than Teo Redding, the Bowling Green second team All-MAC receiver. He led the team with 8 touchdowns and really made an impact for himself in his final year at Bowling Green. For you, I mean, sometimes guys feel like I'm a – you know, your pro days, there's scouts there. Sometimes the scouts just take their notes and they walk out the door. Sometimes they like giving you a handshake. Did you have any interaction with these guys afterwards?
I actually had a couple interactions with them. I talked to a couple of teams yesterday after it happened. I mean, I didn't really know my numbers. I just kept trying to walk past and see what they were mumbling or anything. I try to ask anybody that was around what type of numbers I had, but I saw their faces and reactions, I can tell I had decent time. So I talked to a couple of teams afterwards yesterday. Believe it was like the Colts, Jets, Lions, and it was like a CFL team and I believe the Bengals. So, and before that, I have been talking to a lot of teams and the Bears too as well.
Nice. Nice. So you're definitely making your rounds, getting some one-on-one handshake and eye contact time. And that goes a long way, being able to do that. And obviously you posted those fantastic numbers. And a big shout-out to Test for kind of helping you get to where you needed to be and just knock that pro day out of the ballpark. Teo, man, I'd love to keep you going, man, because it's been a great time. But we're almost out of time. But we never like to leave our show without trying to get a few quick laughs at the end. Are you ready to take a shot with a few off-the-wall questions?
Sure, I'm ready.
All right, now you've been training a test, getting yourself fit and ready for pro day and everything that comes with being in your position. If you could flip roles and put somebody that works at test through the grind and make them sweat and beg for mercy, who are you going to pick and what are you going to do to them?
Oh, man. Okay, that's kind of a tough question right there. So, all right. I would have to I'm going to pick Kev on this one. I want to see him run the 40. I want to see Kev run the 40. That's what I want to see. That's what I would have to put him through. I had him see him run the 40. Because I really ain't seen him run when I was there. So seeing him run the 40, I'll probably be crying laughing, seeing what Tommy posting everything.
We're going to have to make some wagers. Kevin, you've been called out. Kevin Dunn, the main man at Test. Teo wants you to run that 40, so we're going to have to see if you guys can work something out, maybe put some wagers on what he's going to come in or over at. And how about this one, female celebrities, Teo? If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to join you for dinner?
All right. Female celebrity? That's
yes,
that's
sir.
Who would I pick? I don't know. I mean, it would have been Cardi B, but she wanted to get pregnant, so I can't pick her anymore. let me see. I don't know. We'll go with Beyonce, but she married. So Rihanna, the only one open right now, so I'm going to go with Rihanna. I think she'd probably be ready.
Yeah, her name comes up quite frankly, frequently when that question's asked. So you're not alone there. How about this one? Coach Jenks, the head coach at Bowling Green. Does anybody do a great impersonation of him, or would they do it in front of him?
Oh, yeah. I already know what impersonation who would do a great impersonation of him, because he actually did do it in front of him already. I'd say my brother, my little brother Ty. It's a certain thing Jinx comes in a room and says when he's about to start his meetings and everything, and it's like certain things he does. And I remember, like, everybody was just sitting on there waiting on Coach Jinx. And my brother had came in and sound just like him, said the things he would say, like, "All right, here we go." And then everybody looked back, and they saw my brother. They was like, and start dying. We all start dying because we really thought it was Coach Jinx for real. He sounded just like him and everything.
That's fantastic. And then one final question to you before we let you go today. It's a very in vogue thing right now to have something painted on your cleats or spikes. If you could have anything sprayed down there on your shoes, what would you want to see?
If I could have anything sprayed on there, I'd probably have family first and God's plan, because that's what I believe on and who I do it for, man. Family.
Thank awesome,
God.
Man. Tio, you've been
corner.
A real pleasure. Hey, man. Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Obviously, that's coming to fruition for you, man. Hey, I know you're going to be a busy man. I'm sure you're going to get some visits and workouts lined up before April 26th. So safe travels.
Mm-hmm.
Best to you moving forward, mm-hmm. man. I can't wait to find out where you land with this all said and done.
Me too, man. Can't wait. Just enjoying the process while it's here.
Definitely, man. Awesome stuff. Once again, that is Tio Redding, the standout Bowling Green receiver, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Make sure you listen in if you missed any of this show. Blog Talk and iTunes if you type in his name. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.